from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Any remaining snow showers this afternoon or evening will have very limited impact. Of greater impact in the near term will be another outbreak of bitterly cold temperatures beginning tonight and lasting into Thursday morning. In the meantime, temperatures today are right in the neighborhood of the seasonal averages across southern areas, with highs ranging in the low to mid-30s. As one looks toward the north along the map, temperatures tend to get colder quite rapidly, with some northern border communities in the teens or lower 20s. High temperatures across the north will run more generally in the mid to upper 20s. Low pressure that brought some snow to the bulk of our region overnight has been exiting along the coast of Maine this afternoon, bound for the Canadian Maritime Provinces this evening. At the same time, a cold front is edging southward toward the Quebec border. In between these two features is a more subtle disturbance that will be moving across the Northeast Kingdom and Eastern Townships this afternoon, bringing scattered snow showers to these areas and perhaps depositing up to an inch over the higher elevations before departing farther to our northeast. Once this has run its course during the mid to late afternoon hours, the aforementioned cold front will work its way south of the international border. This will bring the slight chance for a snow shower this evening, but the front is very starved for moisture, so any such snow showers would be isolated. Arctic air coming in behind the front will be widespread, driving temperatures below zero across the north tonight, with wind chills ranging between 15 below and 30 below by morning. Although generally remaining 10 miles an hour or less across lower elevations tomorrow, north-to-northwest winds will continue to funnel cold air in from Canada, and this will allow for highs only in the low to mid-teens across southern areas tomorrow and from 5 to 10 above in the north, except from 0 to 5 above near the Quebec border. Tomorrow night, a ridge of high pressure will float in from the Ottawa Valley. The related clear skies and diminishing winds will lead to sub-zero lows across the region, including widespread lows of 15 to 25 below zero across northern areas, with some cold hollows possibly dropping to around 30 below. Thanks in part to a developing southerly breeze, temperatures will begin to rebound on Thursday, continuing to do so on Friday despite a cold front and scattered snow showers. Over the weekend, eastern and southern portions of the area will have the best chance to receive snow from a coastal storm, but among computer models there remains substantial disagreement as to the ultimate track of the storm, and this will probably take a couple more days to get resolved. In the short-term forecast summary, for this afternoon, variable clouds, chance of early flurries in the southern Greens and Berkshires, scattered snow showers north, mainly in the mountains with a trace to an inch, highs in the low to mid-30s in the south and in the 20s north, except upper teens far north, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming west. Tonight, slight chance of evening snow showers north, mainly over high terrain, clearing in southern valleys, remaining partly cloudy north and in the southern greens, overnight lows in the single digits above in the south and from 0 to 10 below north, with some teens below in the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley. West winds becoming north to northwest 5 to 15. For Wednesday, mostly sunny in southern valleys, a mix of sun and clouds in the north and in the southern greens, highs in the low to mid-teens across the south, 5 to 10 above north, except 0 to 5 above far north, winds from the northwest at around 10 miles an hour. Wednesday night becoming clear, lows from 5 below to 15 below south and in the Champlain Valley, 15 to 25 below elsewhere north. And for the day on Thursday, sun filtering through increasing high clouds, high temperatures from the upper teens to mid-20s, except mid to upper teens northeast, winds becoming south around 10 miles an hour east of the Green Mountains, 10 to 20 miles an hour, and gusting to 35 miles an hour from the Green Mountains westward. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.